100.3 Waterloo Radio.
All right, you've tuned into the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3.
That's right, coming to you live from 108 King Street South.
North
in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. I am DJ Ad-Rock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy 2013.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Even though I've seen you since then, but
yeah, I know.
For radio. Yeah, for radio, yeah. For pleasantries, so people don't think we're jerks to each other.
But yeah, DJ Ad-Rock has been out. Various yep. things he... Oh, we still have the damn...
Yeah, there we go.
Various different things. Sorry, Sam, we can't program with the fan on.
No, it just it messes with our mojo.
Yeah, we tried it out, but I don't know.
It's not working for us,
Break.
Sam.
Sorry.
Yeah,
you were
saying how I've been out. I've been out of commission. So, like, just things keep on coming up. I was sick for a while.
Bunch of exceptional DJ conferences, especially towards the end of the year. It's like a present that companies throw, and they need someone to deliver them.
They need speakers, you know, because the next generation of exceptional DJs aren't going to grow on trees or create themselves. No. It takes a village to build. And then... An exceptional DJ.
That's right. And last week I was saying that you were working on some of the post-production for the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy.
That's
Jeff.
Right. Wait till you hear it tonight.
I know. Excited.
We're having a listening party tonight, and it's going to be the first time that DJ Steel hears it.
I know. I'm so excited.
I know. I can see it in your face.
Yeah. So all this is going down. And
down the alley, that's when it's going to go, where
right.
it's going to go down.
Yeah, so if you want to listen too, just head to down the alley at about 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And we've got a great listening party there with episode 2. Speaking of the new year.
You never know.
And plans from last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to a great battle this evening.
Yeah.
The best albums from 2012.
Now... Clarification here, because I didn't message you about this beforehand. Are these the best albums of 2012, or our favorite albums of 2012?
It's one in the same.
Either or, okay.
One in the same.
Because our taste in music is so good.
And you know what? We speak for Sound FM as well. So all these other shows, especially the Bad Guys, these are their top albums as well.
Sure. I haven't met the Bad Guys, so I don't want to...
You'll see.
I don't want to piss them off.
We speak for everyone here, especially Insidious Sam.
We are the voice of the people.
So, we're getting to, in the next hour, less than an... Actually, it might be more today, because we're getting to the top 10 albums of 2012.
If you are a regular listener of the Mono A Mono Show, first off... you know that normally our battles consist of each of us picking four songs based upon a theme, and then we go back and forth, and then at the conclusion of the show, you go to www.monoamonoradio.com, where you can click on the vote button and vote for which DJ selection you like best. Tonight, we're going adding another song into the mix. So to make it the top 10, what we did is we took four... plus four, which we normally do.
That's eight.
Right? And then we needed to figure out what the variable was that we needed it to be in.
So eight plus four, x
ten. We needed four plus four plus x equals 10. And so we did some bed mass and then found that...
That was two. But then we had to divide by two because we each need an extra selection.
There's two of us, yeah.
So two divided by two...
is one each.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say you have to cancel the twos.
Yeah.
And you're left with one over one.
Which is one.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's it.
So that's how we came up with that solution. It took us a while. But so tonight you're going to be getting
five songs. Oh, shit.
10 songs total, 5 songs each.
That's right. So we're going to do it. Whoever gets to go first, two of their selections, two of the next person's.
Yep.
Until the knockout punches
in your face.
All right, let's open the vault. Let's do it.
What vault are we opening?
I mean, not the vault. Let's,
paper, scissor, rock it up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
That vault. Let's open the paper, scissor, rock vault, and then let's do... Okay.
One, two, three, rock!
What do you choose?
I lost.
Oh, I beat you!
He just conceded victory because he's so used to it.
All right, I
thought I was going to throw you for a loop in the new year.
Well, I don't even care. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You won, my friend. You decide.
I'll go first. I'm ready for it.
Great.
All right.
Good. Great.
Now, since you haven't been here for the past while, DJ Jeffy Jeff has been spinning some fresh beats on here.
I like that guy.
And one of the tracks that he's been spinning quite often on this fine program is Grizzly Bear's new album. Mm-hmm. So it came out in 2012. The album is called Shields.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with, he's played this song a couple times yet again. It's quite a good track. So,
what song are you going to play?
Yet Again is the name of the track.
Oh.
It's from the Shields album.
You said he's played this, so I'm going to play it yet again.
No. I'm going to play Yet Again, but the song Yet Again.
You're going to play Yet Again, Yet Again.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go right into... I thought it was one of the top 10 albums of the year, the Pumpkins track here. I'm going to go with their song off the Oceania album. All right, so here it is, some Grizzly Bear right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
Take it all in stride. Speak, don't confide. You barely have a case. It's done before.
Right, there you have it on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono. So a couple tracks right there. The first one, one that DJ Jeffy Jeff was playing the past little while, and I've grown quite fond of it. Grizzly Bear from their album Shields. And that was the song Yet Again. Check it out, Grizzly Bear's album Shields. Available 2012 everywhere. Smashing Pumpkins as well with their album Oceania. And the song Inkless, who I saw back in 2012 too on that tour. Damn good concert.
Now, in case you're wondering, this isn't our regular background music that we're listening to, but there was a band that we, that both of us actually liked and enjoyed their album, which came out in 2012.
Especially was, towards the end. I think it was November. Or
yeah,
December,
it was late. Yeah, because we got it in the studio sometime in November, because that's what I was here when we got it.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I was here.
Yeah.
And it's How to Destroy Angels is the band. And what's the
It's
the
a
album?
Trent Reznor side project. It's an EP. I believe it's the Omen EP. You, I think, believe it, have it right over there.
I do, too.
It is an EP.
An Omen is what
an
it's
Omen.
Called.
An Omen.
An Omen EP. Yeah. No, it's awesome. Solid.
Yeah.
From front to back, I listened to it quite a bit.
And I've been playing, so a lot of the tracks are this kind of ambient sounding stuff. And I've been playing track 2 quite a bit, but we're going to hear a couple of the others while we're speaking about our top 10. So this one just missed our top 10.
Yes. It was close. It was close. I'm going to get to some music. So I chose to go with the title track, which is Oceans, from the Oceans EP, and Topanga are recording. They will be releasing an album, I believe, sometime in 2013. So
cool.
Check them out. Music of Topanga, I believe, is their website, .com. But if you do a Google search of them, you'll get the band Topanga, and you'll also get the character from Boy Meets World. So go with
And what are you going into second?
Oh, right. And my second song, I'm going to go with, on October 30th, Walk Off the Earth. The big hype machine that is Walk Off the Earth released their EP, their new EP called Revo. I'm tossing, I think I'm going to go with Red Hands. It was either Red Hands or Gang of Rhythm, but I think I'm going to go with Red Hands. Also, just last week, they announced that they will be releasing their full-length album on March 19th.
Wow.
So keep an eye out for it.
Yeah.
So, and also, they just released a new video.
Yeah. You still have to get them on our show.
I do. I'm going to try. Actually, they're on an extended break right now, so maybe I should
try. There we go.
I should try now. But,
get them in here.
Anywho, their latest video is blowing up almost as big as their Five People, One Guitar.
Yep.
It's got six. They uploaded it last week, I believe, and it's got 6 million views already.
They have good luck in January.
Yeah, they do. But I think it was February when the...
No, I think it was January.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Anyway. Who
check
knows?
Them out. Check out the new video. It's a cover of a Taylor Swift song. The name is name of the song escapes me right now, but I'll look it up and come back with it. But anyways, so here we go. This is going to be Oceans by Topanga, followed by Red Hands by Walk Off the Earth from their Oceans and Revo EPs, respectively. On 100.3, the Mono Mono Show. Dig it! We'll be right back.
saw it.
I put it on the line for this time only.
Is that what you really want? I can't see that. Got red hands, I'm colorblind, sing day-o. Don't put the blame on me, child, the damn thing gone wild. Day-o. Never wanted to be fooling you. Can't believe I was ruining you. Is that what you really?
Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Now, we've gone through already 4 of the top 10 albums of 2012. I'm going to give you a quick recap here.
Thank you, Steel.
DJ Steel played Grizzly Bear from their album Shields. And I played the song yet again. I also played Smashing Pumpkins from the Oceana album Inkless. Weird. Topanga Oceans.
Oceans, yeah. I just noticed that.
Same with me. And Walk Off the Earth, Red Hands. Right there.
There you go.
So four of the top 10.
Four of the top 10, and two of them were EPs.
All right, well, I'm going to get into my next two here.
Oh, okay.
The first one here is School Days. The song is School Days. It's from the Modern Superstitions album. And I said School Days to start because they've got their School Days 7-inch EP that mm-hmm. came out first. But then they also released their Modern Superstitions self-titled album.
Full length.
Yeah. And I'm talking about the full length. Yes. Even though both of the two songs that are on the EP are also on the album.
Yep.
The full album is great.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So if you pick up the EP, you're not going to be it's not going to be bad because those two songs are on the full album. But you're not getting your money's worth. Go out and get the full album because it's great. So that's my first one, Modern Superstitions. My second one, a band that we had in the studio here that I've gone actually and seen a bunch of times in Kitchener since,
mm-hmm.
The Organ Thieves. And
now I know what your knockout punch is. Interesting.
Well, yeah. And so anyway, these guys, I started out liking different songs like Pale Horse and Phoebe, even though I didn't know how to say it. And
Pohebe. I really like their song Pohebe.
But I'm getting into... And now my favorite is False Flag. I've changed.
Mm.
But what's interesting, too, is talking about Walk Off the Earth.
He's talking with his hands. He's very excited.
Talking about Walk Off the Earth. Mm-hmm. If you watch the Organ Thieves DVD that comes with the album, the last song that they play, which I believe is a cover, because I feel like I know it from somewhere else as well, Walk Off the Earth is in the crowd, and they join in on the singing, as well as probably other people that I should know, but...
Well, they filmed a lot of those live performances at B-Town Studios, which is where Johnny works.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh.
And where Walk Off the Earth records a lot of their stuff,
and
records their videos, a lot of their videos.
There. Well, they were there.
There you go. And they even talked about that when we interviewed them, that they're friends with Walk Off the Earth and the Brantford scene.
But when we
Brantford
had interviewed them, I hadn't seen the video.
Right.
Yeah. So I saw it, and it's damn good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to False Flag, and that's off their Somewhere Between Free Men and Slaves album, which you can get. And I believe they all do come with a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
At the regular price.
That's a steal.
Yeah, that is a steal. So I'm going to get to it. Here's School Days by Modern Superstition, right into False Flag by the Organ Thieves, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Stop. top of you. Beating your family down for something that they didn't do. The rich got rich, the poor got none, and you're the beaten one. You're standing naked, she stands there naked, saying, make your move, take your time. We'll be busy dying in the front lines. We all fall down from time to time. We all fall down from time to time. The contradictions of the artist penny war. So people kicking in your front door. Would you lay down and die or kill for what they're fighting for? Your wife and children have no food to eat, no place to sleep. She stands there naked, she stands there naked, saying, make your move, take your time. We'll be busy dying in the front lines. We all fall down from time to time. We all fall down from time to time. The contradictions of the artist penny war. So raise your false flag, tell me more lies, so I can risk my life for you, so I can die for you. So raise your false flag, tell me more lies, so I can risk my life for you, so I can die for you, so I can die for
right there it is.
Oh, sneak peek.
Some
there.
Organ thieves. Oh yeah, that was too. Hey.
Ooh,
of the in between music right here.
How to Destroy Angels.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. That. So that
good
was a couple tracks.
Steel, good selection.
Modern Superstition, School Days, Organ Thieves, False Flag on our top albums of 2012.
Okay. I guess that means that I'm up.
Yep.
All right. My next selection is, I was very excited that one of my favorite bands released an EP near the end of this year. September 25th is actually when it was released. The EP is called the State Hospital EP, and the band is called Frightened Rabbit. Their last album, I think, believe, came out in 2010. And as I mentioned, they release, like, you know, a song here and there every once in a while. But really excited to have a new EP. Yeah. Really excited. I missed them when they were in town in October. But I, for Christmas, from the Lady Fox, got a ticket to go to their show in March.
Wow.
Very excited about that.
On March break?
I don't know what that is. Actually, you know what? I do know what that is now because I have to. Because I've got a kid in school now.
Oh yeah, crazy. See?
So I have a calendar that shows me when the March break is. So now when people tell me what
so what are you doing for your March break?
Yeah,
then I can
say working. But at least they'll know when it is. I'll know what they're talking about. So anyways,
oh, you mean that week in Mark?
Mark?
Screwed up every word in that whole mentance.
But I knew what you sent. Okay, so great EP. Listen to it tons, especially at work. I just I'll listen to it over and over again at work. I'm going to play from that album. I'm going to play the title track, State Hospital. Their new album gets released on February 4th, called Pedestrian Verse. You can pre-order it now if you want, so check that out. And then my pre-knockout punch is this album is one of those albums I was talking about that was in my car, still is in my car, and I just listened to it. I just listened to it over and over again, and it's so solid from beginning to end. It flows seamlessly. And it's Tiger Talk by Yukon Blonde, which was released in March, on March 20th. Quickly became one of my, just one of my favorite albums of 2012, but it's becoming one of my favorite albums, period.
Oh, of all time.
I like it that much.
You might be playing it on that show too, huh?
Might be.
Wow.
So there we go. So Tiger Talk by Yukon Blonde. I'm going to play Stairway by them.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so going to start off with Frightened Rabbit and State Hospital, and then Yukon Blonde with Stairway here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono Mono!
Conception, State Hospital birth. The most threadbare, tall story the country's ever heard. Brought home to breathe smoke in the arms of her mother, the blunt kitchen knife, who just lays in a submissive position beneath the national weight and the slow arc of a fist. Her heart beats like a breeze ball thrown down the stairs. Her blood is thicker than concrete, forced to be brave. She was born into a grave. And in the limp 3 years of board schooling, she's accustomed to hearing that she could never run far. A slipped disc in the spine of community, a bloody curse word named pedestrian verse. Spirits in graveyards and fingers in car parks, she cries in the high street just to be heard. A screaming anchor for nothing in particular, at the foot of the fuck of it, dragging her heels in the dirt. Her heart beats like a breeze block thrown down the stairs.
flashed red and turned green. Now she lies on the pavement, she's helped to her feet. Off ice here in magpie handbags, Saturday's uniform for the fuck me parade. Brought home to keep warm in the arms of the plumber, ruddy and balding, who just needs a spine to dig into, a chest for the head, and a hand for the whole day. Her heart beats like a breeze blowing down the stairs. Her blood is thicker than concrete, forced to be where she wants, she wants.
We'll be right back.
There it is. Some Yukon Blonde with their song Stairway. And before that, you heard Frightened Rabbit, State Hospital, with the top albums of 2012 right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. And we're going through the best albums by the whole station. The whole station agrees with us.
Yeah.
That these are them right here.
Because what's to disagree with? Like, as if anybody could disagree with any of our selections so far.
They've all been great. And
I think so.
It's a special time. I'm going to go over what we've played. So the top albums so far are Grizzly Bears, Shields, Smashing Pumpkins, Oceania, Topanga Oceans, Walk Off the Earth, Revo, Modern Superstitions, Modern Superstitions album, The Oregon Thieves, Somewhere Between Free Men and Slaves, The Frightened Rabbit, State Hospital EP, and Yukon Blonde. What was that one called again?
Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk, that's right. So now it's a special time because we're getting to our Knockout Punch albums.
That is right.
Our top. So these could be considered the top two right here.
We have saved the best for last.
Yeah?
And we're going to knock people's teeth in with these songs.
Oh, I'm excited for
these. And with these albums.
Well, let's open the vault right here.
Okay, sounds good.
It is
now. I hope
now,
I remember how to do it.
Oh yeah, it's been a while. Say it is now time for, and then try and go with the flow.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll try to feel it.
It is now time for the Knockout Punch.
Access granted.
Yeah, we got
there
it.
There we go.
It worked.
Sweet. Thanks,
yeah.
Baby.
So, the band that I'm going to get to first was that I went and saw quite a few times. They came into the studio and rocked the Sound FM airwaves.
They did.
And these guys are pretty awesome.
Not only are they good musicians, they put on a good show. They make good music. They make great videos.
Yeah.
But these guys are they're really nice guys, and they're funny. And, We like them, and we like
as
their
well,
and we like
their
album.
I forgot about the phone interview.
Yeah, they did a phone interview with us too, which was very generous.
And after that, we released to the people what their newest video, what song it was going to be about, before
right.
anyone knew.
Yep.
Wow, man, there's a relationship there.
It's we're building something.
Yeah,
and I think it's something special.
And with songs like this, I've got the record of this song too.
That's right, you do.
Yeah, all signed.
The vinyl.
Yeah, the vinyl. Yeah, yeah. With songs like this, you can't go wrong either. It's like damn good music.
Yeah.
So we're going to do one and one on this one.
Yeah, it just picks up your spirits.
And what's interesting about both of these Knockout Punches, because I know what yours is going to be too, mm-hmm. is I think we both agree that these were the top two albums.
Yeah, I think, sometimes things get pretty heated between us and contentious, but I think in this case, as much as we are going head-to-head on this, it's also a team effort because we are building the best album list of 2012 for 100.3 Sound FM. So yeah, I'm going to go. So we're going back-to-back?
No, I'm going to go. So that's why, don't say it. I was just saying that we agree. But so I'm going to get to it. Some Poor Young Things with their song Blame It on the Good Times off their Let It Sleep EP, which I believe they're going to be releasing an album for.
Yes, I believe, I think in March, they said.
In March?
Or maybe the summer. Can't remember.
Well, there you go. And I've even heard a bunch of the new songs at some of these shows.
They road tested them.
Damn good stuff. So here it is, Blame It on the Good Times, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
Stay here with around us and listen to the
is. Some Poor Young Things with their song Blame It on the Good Times right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono, and that's my knockout punch for the top songs of 2012.
No wonder these things were on sale. They're great once you get them on, but man, if you take these earphones off, man, figuring out how to get them back on is a pain in the butt because they like flip around all over the place. Anywho,
I always think that the best ones that you had were the ones with the microphone built in.
my gaming headphones.
Yeah. Hey, if you look at the wave on that laugh, it's like perfectly in sync.
Oh, wow.
It's like a drum.
Well, look at that. Man, I'm good.
You should join Walk Off the Earth.
I'm good at laughing. Okay. Time for my knockout punch. I recently saw these guys.
And girls.
Oh, girls, they're hot. In November at the Cool House in Toronto. So I decided to go with, and I told you that I was picking these guys, and you're like, oh, I was going to pick them too, yeah. But I'll let you have it. You're such a gentleman, so thank you. I picked Mother Mother and their album The Sticks, which came out on September 18th.
Damn good album.
So good from cover to, and they put on an amazing show. And they were more than generous, and unfortunately we never got hooked up with them, but between them and Andrew from Last Gang, we tried to get an interview with Ryan, but it never really came together. But they were both very willing.
The day that they were in Kitchener, we were both unable to go, which was the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there was, I think we were going to do a phoner, but then...
But now with this new phone stuff, it's going to be more capable for things like that to happen.
It looks like the black box that belongs in an airplane, but I don't know how to work it.
Well, and it's not hooked up yet, but it will soon be.
It's shiny and fancy, so... Yeah. Here's to hoping. But anyways, if you haven't gotten out and got this album, go out and get it. It is solid, like I said, from cover to cover. And I don't know. See, when I was thinking about the albums, I did a couple searches and I ended up not going with any of them. But I looked up some searches of the best industries, best albums of 2012 and whatnot. And one thing I can't Yeah. I could never be a music journalist because I can't describe albums the way that they do. Like, I have no clue how to describe an album the way a music journalist does.
Yeah, they do a good job.
They do, but I don't know how they come up with those words.
But the problem is also they have to listen to all those albums, mm-hmm. and I don't necessarily want to listen to those albums.
No.
They give it to a big name person because they're a big name person. It seems like to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Anywho, actually, the one list I was reading was the Pitchfork one, and there wasn't. There was some big name artists on there, but not a whole lot. There was a lot of indie stuff.
Well,
but anyways,
this will be the year all the record companies crash.
So. The song I decided to go with, one of the I feel if I was to describe this album, one of the words I would use to describe it is sexual. There's a definite sexual tension, and these songs are very sexual. And the one I picked starts off with some grunting and groaning.
Oh wow!
So I picked Infinitesimal, which from the Styx album by Mother Mother. Here on 100.3, Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Started with a big bang, but they say it came out of a small thing. on my soul, on my soul, on my soul, on my soul, I am so infinitesimal. Just come to blow.